There is a saying that says, healer, heal yourself, blah, blah, blah. I don't know who said that, but I have been heeding it for the past 2 days or so. Oh, what's happening? So I am noticing a couple of things that okay, let me just stop. So I have been noticing a discrepancy, a difference, a gap between what I would really want and what I am really going for. Not what I'm getting, but what I am going for. For many, many years, it really was not visible to me. I didn't want much. But when I signed up, well, it began with signing up to that book anthology. I wanted to be whatever they call this, best-selling book author. Then I signed up to this virtual summit course because I wanted to create a virtual summit that would put me on the map to the degree that it would. I mean, I have no idea to what degree. I am in the course. We have finished, I think, session three. And I have some semblance of idea what I want to do. And of course, I have no idea who to talk to, who to invite to interview, etc. So I knew, I saw that I was like kind of chicken shit. So I'm working with a number of students on their own barriers. I actually missed one step with mine. So what happens is that you make up something about yourself or about life or about the world, okay? And then you think that that's it. But no, it's not that's it. You make up something and therefore, and then you have this behavior that ultimately what stops you from doing anything in life. So most of my students have been that I am very, very great, I am special, I am a king, I am talented, whatever bullshit they say, and therefore they never have to do anything to succeed. And of course it's bullshit and they don't succeed. But suddenly I have one student who is not succeeding because for she doesn't think she's great. She has a different construct. It's still something happened, and you said something about life, and then there is still a therefore. So to be able to help her, I actually looked at my therefore, and it stunned me that I actually saw that there is a fear of annihilation because therefore I am going to be annihilated, killed, nuked, stabbed to death or shot to death or whatever. So, and I made that up, and then I suddenly remembered that we used to do this belief and anchor to doom process that I completely forgot about. It wasn't such a long time ago, but the human brain can only deal with so many things, so I completely forgot. And I muscle tested, and that's an anchor. I was anchored to that doom, the doom being annihilated by this belief that if I stand out, if I succeed, if I aim high, I'm going to be killed. And I can see that it's not even personal, it's generation after generation, given that I'm Jewish and given that that's what happened to generations of Jews. It's not even far-fetched, but it doesn't help you. Help me. And maybe it's not even true anymore. So I pulled it. Now, I can't tell you if it is going to work or not because it's just happened an hour or two ago. But I wanted to share that no matter where you are at, the depths, the detailedness, the intricacies of what holds you back are amazing. Okay, so that's what I wanted to say today.